It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 mypigradio.com. John and Anna and friends in the morning on My Pig Radio. And we got Chris Brown from the Architects Council of Governments here to talk to us this morning. And good morning. Glad to have you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Yep, we've had him in before, but tell us how's it going with the COVID-19 and the problems that causes, and what's going on down there?
Well, we've really got a lot happening. One, with all of our staff, so we have about 50 people that work within our office, and all but three are working from home right now.
Okay.
Also, with the City of Texarkana, Bowie County, and Cass County EOC,
right,
are operating out of our building too, so I kind of want to keep that separation, so we haven't brought them back yet.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of people, really, as so many people out there are, dealing with what has turned out to be a lot of frustrations in being able to work from home and being as efficient as you are at the office.
Right.
I know there are some good things with it. Some people are staying home with their kids or just staying out of harm's way.
Right.
But just trying to ramp up, figure out what the right process is to bring them back is something that we've been experiencing, like probably a lot of other businesses out there.
Now, money coming from the federal government, CARES Act, is that helping you in any way?
That is, and I think we're going to see a lot of good benefits out of that. One thing we talked about before were home-delivered meals, mm-hmm. So that opened up the authorization or the ability to let us feed more people that way. And we have two great contractors we work with through our nine Texas counties to get that food delivered to homes. It's even allowed us to possibly open that up to groceries as well.
Okay.
So some other groceries that we can either work through the provider to help get delivered. We're trying to work through those logistics now, or in some other capacity.
Okay.
And then there's going to be some extra money just to help people in home, which are things we normally do anyway. So whether it's wheelchair ramps or different home care needs, especially now that, well, I say now that it's easing up, it's really, we're still trying to figure out what the long-term effects of COVID are, but we would help pay for people to go in homes and help with some of those light house duties, cooking, things like that, for people who might have just come out of the hospital after hip surgeries,
right,
things like that. So just those short-term cares to either bridge the gap into longer-term care services, or they know it's just going to be short term because they've had a procedure or something done.
What's the age generally that most of the people you help are?
On that program, it has to be 60 and above.
60 and above.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's just some type of benefits counseling, then mm-hmm. we do have, when they're talking about Medicare benefits, then we do have a little bit of leeway there to help out. But yeah, we do benefits counseling too. Our nursing home ombudsman, I tell you what, we've had a great group there. Our two ombudsmen, we have two paid ombudsmen, one full-time, one part-time. They can't go into the nursing homes right now.
Right.
So they went to some of the nursing homes, they wore masks, and they held up signs outside the windows.
Oh, I like that.
Contacted the nursing home, said if y'all can open their blinds where we can just hold up signs.
Right.
And really made a big difference for people who aren't getting very many visitors,
right,
you know, none inside at all. So
yeah,
right,
just kind of going around showing them that they care, that there's
everybody
somebody
cares,
thinking about them.
Yeah, right.
So it's difficult in the best of times for people in that situation, and for this where you can't get in. Nope,
yes,
practically nobody can get in the place. It does make it very tough.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about the T-line and things like that. Now, you've got that service in Texarkana, obviously, and you also have other bus lines as well, right?
We do. We run, so the City of Texarkana is urban transit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then everywhere outside of that is rural transit.
Okay.
And so we run the Trax buses on the rural transit side, and then T-line, we contract and run that for our cities here in the Texarkana area.
All right, and okay, you've put in some safety things for the drivers and such.
Yes, so we started day one, we started working on masks, hand sanitizers, amending the routes so that we could re-sanitize the buses in between.
Right.
We've got a heavy-duty fog sanitation machine on order now that will really help as far as cleaning those every night. Then what we're working on also is the dividers between the drivers and the passengers.
Right.
We try to help protect those the driver's a little bit better.
Right.
Those, you know, all of our buses are a little bit different, so we have to be retrofitted. So they're working on design specs and all that. So hopefully within the next few months, we'll start being able to install those.
Right. And you said that when we began this process of COVID, the ridership obviously was way down because everything was kind of locked down. Now that everything's kind of opening back up, it's causing you a little bit of problem.
It is. So people are having to, people can't get on the buses because they're full.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the same capacity because we've got to still keep some of that distancing between the passengers, still with that in place, where buses can only hold about half as many people as what they did.
Right.
So if people are really needing the T-line, they might just try to alter their hours a little bit. Generally, first thing in the morning, and then, you know, closer to midday is when it's a little heavier.
Mid-afternoon might be a good one.
Chris Brown from the Architects Council of Government talking about the T-line. You were talking about some of the busier times of the day that you're having trouble since everything's ramping back up, but you still have to maintain the distancing so you can't go at full capacity in the bus. So some of the times, you know, not everybody can get on. So what are the better times to try to ride the bus?
I'll have to defer back to the T-line on that. So if you notice you're having trouble, I would say call T-line and ask kind of when those times might be.
Right.
Generally, probably earlier mid-morning might be a little better as opposed to first thing in the afternoon when the buses are starting back up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we keep it open and keep it and close the routes at the same times for the people to go to and from work.
Right.
So, you know, 5:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the evening or 6:20 in the evening.
Right. So, you still taking that time off to clean the buses during the middle of the day?
Yeah, still shutting it down in the middle of the day to clean those buses.
If there's somebody out there that's over the age of 60 and they're having troubles in any of those phases that you were talking about that you help out in, but they're not on your list right now, they're not on your radar or whatever, how can they get on your radar?
Simply give us a call. Yeah, we've got our 800 number, which is 800-372-4464, and glad to, if they don't qualify within our program, try to point them in the right direction where they can get some help. But right now, I believe if they're 60 and over, there's probably some way we can help them out. Even we've had a lot of people calling just more or less reassurance.
Uh-huh.
We've got people who are great people there that work for the Area Agency on Aging through ATCOG that just take the time to really talk, to really help try to reassure people and even get them the information. There's a lot of information that's floating around out there. So if we can get people even to the facts of what they're asking about.
Is there a dial 211 in Texas?
There is, and that covers our region as well. They're a sister agency, to speak. They're actually based over in Hopkins County through Can Help there. But yes, you can call 211 for any kind of referral support services. There's several agencies out there.
And you're not just limited to the civilians. If we have veterans, they should call, make sure that they're being covered and utilizing all the available resources.
Yes, yes. Okay. I know there are a lot of resources out there.
There are.
We're one that definitely can help. And there's nothing that distinguishes veterans from anybody 60 and over.
Perfect.
And from what you're saying, you guys sometimes are kind of like a lifeline to these people. And you're talking about just having a conversation with them and seeing how they're doing and everything. Because, you know, some people are elderly. Their kids may live off in another state.
Away, yeah.
That's right.
And they need that.
They need the outreach.
Yeah, that outreach, that kind of touching back and forth, at least over the phone.
Yeah.
All right, it's a great thing you do.
Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.